You're listening to The Back Page. If you have a long journey ahead today, it's probably nothing compared to that of Andy Meyrick. Now, the Welsh driver won't need a sat-nav, but he will require plenty of black coffee and sugar burst race on. And sugar because he's competing in the world's oldest sports car race, the 24-hour Le Mans. First held in France, May 1923, the Circuit de la Sarthe is the scene of this historic event, and Swansea-based Andy will be one of the drivers in the AIM Orica team. It's Andy's debut, and he told me exactly what's needed to survive this most grueling of tests.
There's three drivers in the car, so it's not just yourself. So you're doing about, depends on the strategy, whether you do double stints or triple stints, but at least you're doing at least a Grand Prix. About four Grand Prix in a day, basically, four different times. So you do your stint. I'll be starting third tomorrow. My teammates, Sahai Harari and Didier Andre, both French drivers, will be... Sahai will start, then hand over to Didier, and I'll take over and do probably, if it's a double, about an hour and 45 minutes, and then hand back over to Sahai, and we keep rotating throughout the race. So it is a task on your body, and also mentally, more mentally, to be honest, for Le Mans, because... to keep the concentration up for the time in the car, and also when you're out of the car, it's pretty hard to switch off because you know you're still in a race. So to keep concentrating and keep the brain on a high alert for 24 hours is a real challenge. It's something that you have to practice for.
Will you be able to catnap?
My teammates say that one of them can, one of them can't. I think it's very much individual. We have a good physio and medical team looking after us, so as soon as we get out of the car, they cool us down, get a little bit of food into us, then a quick massage, and yeah, you try and during the night since not off, we have accommodation at the circuit during the race where we can stay in, which is soundproofing, so you can't hear the other cars going round, so it's a nice peaceful environment to be in, but obviously the brain is still ticking over thinking, oh, I'm in a big race here. So I think it will come down to maybe getting 15-20 minutes in between stints, and then you've got to obviously go through the process of warming yourself up again, getting mental. There's a lot of routines. We play cards, reaction games. We do a bit of boxing in the physio truck that we've got here to get warmed up for the event, and then back in the car. So hopefully 15-20 minutes between every stint.
You mentioned concentration. Frankly, a lack of concentration could be fatal.
Yeah, I mean, Le Mans as a circuit is notorious. I mean, we have top speeds here, and 231 miles an hour, I think we touched yesterday in qualifying, and then you're going straight down into a 30-40 mile an hour apex speed at the tight right-handers of Arnage in Indianapolis. So the concentration needs to be, you need to be alert, especially at night. I mean, you are driving, there's no... Yeah, it's not like it's an Abu Dhabi F1 circuit where you've got spotlights. You really are driving on the lights you would have on a road car. Your high beam, 230 mile an hour down effectively a country road, absolutely flat out. And yeah, as you say, a lapse in concentration can lead to huge consequences, either damaging the car or can be dangerous, as has been proven over the years at Le Mans. But fingers crossed, I'm with a fantastic team with Orica. I've done this race many, many times, so they've prepared me, and the team have 100% prepared to go into the race, so we're very confident we can get a good result.
What does it mean to race in such a prestigious event?
Well, I had a funny text actually earlier from a friend of mine my best friend, who when we started racing, or I started racing, it was 5 years ago, and This weekend, 5 years ago, we were racing at Anglesey in North Wales. We were sleeping in the back of a trailer, and I was doing Formula Ford. And he just said, it's amazing that 5 years down the road, I'm racing in the top class for the most iconic sports car team in the world. It's an incredible opportunity for me to be racing here. So it means a lot to me, and to make my debut here is something that I dreamed of. I didn't dream it would happen so quickly. But it's absolutely phenomenal, and I'm just as I say that Olivier Panis, who was one of the other drivers in the car, he's the last F1 driver, French F1 driver, pardon me, to win a race, Monaco F1 race winner. He's one of the drivers in the team, so to be sitting in a debrief against alongside people like Olivier and Loïc Deval, people who I as a child grew up watching and idolised, is incredible.
Best of luck to Andy Merrick. Let's hope he punches above his weight at Le Mans. And don't forget Joe Calzaghe coming up before Owen Money at 9. Now, this